93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista, and this is Breaking Bad news. It's not fun to do. A lot of people have that thing where they don't like to be, they don't like to put something out there.
You don't want to make someone cry.
No, you don't want to be mean, but you have to break news. And if you're going to do that, bad news, then you want to do it here with me and Krista. That's what Amanda is going to do today. Good morning, Amanda.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Hey,
hi,
honey. Thanks for emailing us first and now being on Breaking Bad News. So who are you going to be breaking bad news to today, Amanda?
My fiance, Frank.
All right. So you got a fiance named Frank. How long do you guys been out together?
We've been going together since my freshman year of college. So like 8 years, I guess it's been.
Boy,
oh my gosh, it's time to put a ring on it.
Well, he is. She's a fiance. I mean, but did he just say someday in the future or is there a set date for this?
Oh yeah. It's been like 6 months.
Okay.
Oh, okay,
so you're
going to
finally tie the knot after 8 years and 6 months. All right, what are you... I'm always worried when people break bad news to wives, husbands, or fiancés because I always think the worst. But what are you going to tell them here today?
Well, we've just been together since forever. You know, he was my first, my only, and I just kind of figured that I really need to play the field. I really need to, like, see what else is out there just to, like, have a little fun, you know, just to really make sure this is it. And so I was thinking, you know, one of my girlfriends was like, why don't we go to Europe and just, you know, fool around and meet guys and have, like, a girls trip, kind of like an aggressive bachelorette party.
Wow.
Boy,
so you want to sleep around? You want to sleep around?
Yeah. No, you know, like, I wouldn't, like, consider it cheating. I just, like... I've only ever been with him, you know, and I just kind of feel like I've known him since I was like 18 and
yeah.
I just feel like before I settle down and this is the rest of my life, you know, I love him, but I just want to like get that jitter out.
Sure.
You know?
All right. Two things, Amanda. First, I need to know exactly where you're going to be staying when
you go
to Europe.
Shut up.
I was just kidding. Yeah. All right. So, I mean, obviously this is, boy, I mean, it always sounds like the friend. And I'm going to go on a leap of faith here, Amanda. You didn't come up with the scenario yourself. It sounds like your friend, because it's always the friend's like, you got to get out and do it. And then, is this your idea or is this really your friend's idea? The whole Europe trip and banging a bunch of guys.
Like it was, you know, I was the one that was like, you know, I'm feeling a little nervous. Like I literally have only ever slept with one person in my whole life.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were talking about The Bachelorette and what I wanted to do. And like, what if we just did a girls trip and we went to Europe?
Yeah. Like, what part of Europe are you going to?
Don't tell him.
What?
Don't tell him. Don't tell him.
I'm just kidding.
Well, you know, this is a realization for everyone that does get married. You're like, I'm going to be stuck with this.
Okay, but this is being stuck with this. Frank, have you been with Frank in that way, Amanda? Have you guys?
It's her first one.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
okay. You're
so, no, but I didn't know. Yeah, I didn't know if you guys were waiting like for the full thing. Okay, so you know what you have. Why do you want to try something else?
Because, I mean, he was a little bit more promiscuous than I was in high school.
Yeah.
And he, like, knows what else is out there, and I don't. And I feel like it's only fair that, you know, he allows me to have the same experiences he did before.
Oh, yeah, that is not going
to
happen.
You should go to a swingers party.
I usually don't know how these are going to turn out, but I can tell you Frank is going to flip his when you tell him that. I can tell you that much right now.
Well, that's what you guys are going to help me with.
And let's just say you go to Europe. How many guys do you think you need to go through in order to get that
go
out of your
through.
System?
What
yep,
you-
yep. How many?
I don't know.
Just put a number out there.
Whatever comes my way.
How about 20?
Like three to five.
All right. Okay. 20 was a little much, but yeah.
I'm still, you need to tell us exactly where you're going before we get off. This is in case the guys, I've already gotten a few texts here, guys asking where she's staying. All right, Amanda, we're going to dial up Frank. You're going to call him here. You'll break the bad news. Probably going to be okay. Probably not even going to have a problem with it, but we'll see.
Oh, yeah, right.
Okay. Okay.
All right, here we go. Breaking bad news. This ought to go good.
Hey, baby.
Hi, how are you, babe?
I'm good. How are you? What's going on?
Good. So, are you home from work?
Yeah, actually, I just got in. I haven't changed out of my work clothes yet, but what's going on?
Okay. Well, are you sitting down?
No, I just walked in the door. What? Why? Wait, something happened to mom?
No, I just, I want to talk to you about something about The Bachelorette. So Sarah and I were talking, and I just think that it'd be really fun to go to Europe for The Bachelorette.
Okay, that's, wow. I didn't know, did you guys have the budget for that? That's a pretty expensive
trip. I mean, I was just thinking, you know, since we've been together for so long, and you're my first and my only, and you have had, you know, a lot more experience than I have, that it might be good just, you know, before the wedding, you kind of go and, you know, like, play the field a bit with Sarah in Europe.
Oh, my God.
She wants to fertilize some lawns.
He is not. He's not. I think he fainted.
He's out.
Wait. Say that. What? Wait. I'm sorry. Play the field?
Babe.
Did I hear you right?
Yeah, babe. Just like, I just think it would be good for us, for me, to just like see what else is out there for, you know, a week or so, and then come back from the honeymoon, and we will, you know, or, you know, from The Bachelorette, sorry, and then like, well, we'll be fine. I just like want to get it out of my system.
So, okay, hold on a second. I am sitting down now. Hold on a second. Just so that I'm hearing you right, you want to go to Europe
and shebang
and have sex with men for a week and have that be okay with me. Is that what I'm hearing?
Sure.
Yeah, well, I just think it would be good for us, for me to have a little bit more experience.
Mm-hmm. How is that good for us if you are having sex with other men?
Well, because then
I don't know
how
that feels for me, because I'm not having sex with you. You're having sex with other men.
I love you, babe, and I just want to make sure that there are no questions going into our marriage. And like, it's not fair that you have had the opportunity to sleep with like a bunch of girls just because, you know,
a bunch of girls.
Yep.
Well, I wasn't like,
well, when did I sleep with a bunch of girls
in high school like you were? So
you know, there was only, it was three girls in high school, and that's high school.
Well, that's three more than me.
They weren't good.
They weren't good.
It was high school. We had no idea what we were doing. It was not that good. It is nothing compared to what you and I do.
Well,
what is?
I just feel like it would be the best for our relationship if I like played the field. I feel like if you really loved me, you would let me do this.
Oh boy.
Oh, there you go.
Whoa! What?
Yeah.
Now hold on. What? Am I not enough for you? Is that, because that's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing,
no,
6 months before we get married, I don't sexually satisfy my soon-to-be wife. That's what I'm hearing.
It has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with the fact that I have no idea what else is out there. I don't know who else is out there. I just want to make sure that this is it. This is the one.
We're going to break in. Hi, good morning. Is this Frank?
Hello, Frank.
Whoa, who's this?
Hey, Frank.
Hey, Frank and Ferber.
This is Marco and Krista. We're actually live on 93.1 Jams, the radio airwaves.
Oh, geez.
This morning. On radio?
Yeah. Isn't that fun?
Some more bad, a little more bad news there. We're doing a segment where people will call in and just, because they don't want to tell somebody really bad news with just by themselves, so we try to help them out, Krista and me.
Yeah.
So we've been here the whole time while Amanda was telling you that she wants to go to Europe.
And do a lot of
things. Yeah, and, you know, go on the bang-a-boss. Yeah,
glad we helped.
I think you guys, I'm not really sure we're going to come to any agreement here in the next minute or two on what should happen or why it's happening, but Frank did raise some good questions. Amanda, he feels like maybe he's not enough, because, I mean, why would you want to go do that if he were enough for you? That's a good question.
What does that mean, not enough?
Not enough. Maybe she wants to experience other people. Just, yeah. Yeah. So mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah. It's a tough one.
Yeah.
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 I mean, I don't think that is an issue. I just want to see what else is out there.
Yeah.
There's plenty enough.
Yeah, I guess I would argue, like, well, why do you need to see what else is out there if you have all the things you need right with Frank?
She wants to make sure she's providing him with the best talent possible.
I don't think he cares, actually. I think he wants to be the one doing all that. You guys are going to have to probably, this is going to not going to work out right now on the radio. But Frank, are you still with us, or did you pass out?
No, I'm here. I'm just in shock.
Yeah.
I can't believe this is happening.
Yeah.
He's probably going to go to Europe, too, and punch all the guys out.
Okay, let me ask you a question here, Amanda. Let me play devil's advocate. Let's say Frank says, okay, green light, go to Europe, but Frank wants to go down to Daytona Beach and bang a few chicks to get it out of everybody's...
Bang.
You know, everybody's going to be spent and ready to go.
Exhausted.
Would you be okay with that?
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
He already has had the opportunity to bang out a few chicks.
Yeah, this is definitely.
Yeah.
So, Frank, there you go. Sorry, you just sit at home and wait for her to get back from Europe.
Oh, my gosh. You might need to help her walk in the house.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Oh, my God. So, this is like some type of like sexual rum spring or something? Is that, you want to go out.
Gary Springer.
And just nail dudes and then re-choose me?
Yes.
How? That is not fair at all.
Yeah.
At all.
Life isn't fair, Frank.
Why are you hanging up on Frank? All right. We're going to take the rest of this call off the air. We'll let you guys talk it out. Good luck, Frank and Amanda, and hopefully everything works itself out.
Thanks, guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like we didn't really do
it. Okay.
Okay, Frank. Frank, hang in there, honey.
Yeah.